Hey, if you like yo-yos, you loved Wall Street and the Dow today. We've got details. It's the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 23rd of October. Thanks for being with us. Malls across America are telling Sears not to put up going-out-of-business signs. Harley-Davidson sales tanked yet again. Why? We'll share. Keep your data secure or pay up, doggone it. More headaches for the housing market, this time rising interest rates. Des Moines looks to hook up with Easter Lake. Those stories and our small business spotlight shines on Peterson Painting, a family-owned company that credits its value system for its continued growth. And then we'll continue to look at area legislative races. This time, Karen Deary joins us to talk about her race in the Johnston area of the metro. Stay with us. The Business News is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion. Human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tero International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit Tero.com. That's TERO.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. Reach out to us on Twitter, will you? We are at IOB_NewsHour. You can find me on Twitter at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled LIBBIE. Well, it was a wild ride today on Wall Street. The Dow opened way down and stayed that way most of the day, bounced back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But in the end, it lost. The Dow lost, the NASDAQ lost, S&P 500 was down. We will have all the details coming up. Well, let's face it. Malls in America are in enough trouble, and the last thing they need to do is draw more attention to failure. In a recent court filing, a group of landlords at malls laid out the request for Sears' upcoming store closures. The mall owners requested that the court limit the size, wording, and style of its closing down sale signs. It's all about branding. Here's what it says in the court filing, quote, "A store closing, sale, or liquidation detrimentally impacts the centers as well as the surrounding individual tenants," end quote. They also requested the signs that say court-ordered sale, bankruptcy sale, Chapter 11 sale, everything must go or lost our lease, should be banned, along with any loud advertising of the sales like balloons or sandwich boards, leaflets, or flashing lights. Now, the bottom line here is that mall owners already stung by retail closures do not want to bring more attention to the issue. It's bad for business, and the malls have a reason for pushing back. A report done by Credit Suisse in 2017 estimated that 20 to 25% of malls would shutter over the next 5 years, largely because of store closures that are taking place across the retail sector. Well, Harley-Davidson continues to lose sales and market share. U.S. retail sales plunged by 13% in the 3 months that ended in September. That's the steepest quarterly drop in more than 8 years. U.S. sales took a turn for the worse after Donald Trump said he would back a boycott of Harley. Yeah, the president of the United States taking on an American company. Meanwhile, in Europe, sales are up despite a 31% tariff on the American-made bikes. Retail sales in Europe are up by 4.6% in the recent quarter. Well, Yahoo has agreed to pay $50 million in damages and provide 2 years of free credit monitoring services to about 200 million people in the United States and Israel whose email addresses and other personal information were stolen as part of the biggest security breach in history. The restitution hinges on federal court approval of a settlement filed late yesterday in a two-year-old lawsuit seeking to hold Yahoo accountable for digital burglaries that occurred between 2013 and 2014, but were not disclosed until 2016. About 3 billion Yahoo accounts were hit by hackers that included some linked to Russia. Who's linking that? The FBI. Well, today Zillow reported that the recent jump in mortgage interest rates, along with the continued rise in home prices, has increased monthly costs for home buyers by 15%, and it has reduced their purchasing power. The average rate of the popular 30-year fixed mortgage is almost a full percentage point higher today than what it was a year ago. Add to that that home prices are up by 6.5% from a year ago, and it all mixes up to mean housing sales could take it in the shorts. According to Zillow, nationally, mortgage rate payments for a typical home are 15.4% higher than they were in August of 2017. Two-thirds of that jump is from interest rates, one-third from higher prices. All of this means that more and more home buyers are being priced out of the market. Well, this week, the city of Des Moines continued to piece together the land it needs to extend one of its bicycle and pedestrian trails to Easter Lake on the city's southeast side. Phase two of the Des Moines River Trail would move south from the James County Soccer Park to the lake, where Polk County is close to finishing a trail that encircles it. Yesterday, the Des Moines City Council approved a $294,000 acquisition of a 14-acre parcel of land north that trail will be cutting through. It's a big deal, and as many people have been talking about this area for a long time, wondering when it was going to be connected to the larger trail system in central Iowa. Guess what? Construction could begin as early as next summer. Well, stocks came back from a 500-point deficit, but still ended the day lower. Stocks lost ground today as corporate results from Caterpillar and 3M disappointed investors. But the markets did claw back a bit as investors rotated into McDonald's and defensive stocks like Procter & Gamble. The Dow closed 126 points lower, while the S&P 500 was down by 0.6, and then the NASDAQ fell by 0.4%. At its session lows, the Dow had fallen to 548 points. The S&P and NASDAQ was each down by 2%. The comeback was fueled by McDonald's that rose more than 6% on strong earnings, and P&G gained 0.7. Coca-Cola rose by 0.9 today. Shares of 3M fell as much as 8.4% before trading about 4.4% lower. Its quarterly earnings and revenue missed expectations. The company also trimmed its earnings outlook for 2018. The latest bout of selling comes during the busiest week of the earnings season, with more than 150 members of the S&P 500 set to report. Of the companies that have reported so far, 79.6% have topped analyst estimates for earnings. At the bell, the Dow ended at 25,191, the S&P 500 fell to 2740, and the NASDAQ ended the day at 7437. Gold got a boost from the rout in equities and gained $8.80 to trade at $1,233.40 an ounce. Oil took a beating today as Saudi Arabia said it would pump even more oil into the market. Crude was off by $3.33 to end the day at $66.03 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note lost a little ground, paying 3.17%. When we come back, we're doing a small business spotlight featuring Peterson Painting. It's a family-owned commercial and residential company that credits its values for its growth. Stay with us. That story is coming up next.